Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page that was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC News. Stabbed 20 times, how could it be ruled a suicide? Asks the family of Ellen Greenberg, a first grade teacher found dead in Philadelphia in 2011.
According to Chief Medical Examiner Lindsay Simon, Greenberg, quote, would be capable of inflicting these injuries herself, adding there was no sign of struggle or an intruder and there were no defensive wounds. The report also claims a stab wound that could not have been self-inflicted was actually an injury caused during the initial autopsy.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. French President Macron says disarming Hamas, a terrorist group with thousands of fighters, tunnels, and weaponry, can't be done overnight and will require rigorous international controls. It's a more muted fall this year across America. More than 40% of the country began October in drought, which could bring a shorter leaf peeping season with less color, according to a USDA meteorologist. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 63. I'm still saying some patchy drizzle later today. Areas of light rain tonight. 47 for this evening. Tomorrow, 58 with clouds lingering and seasonably cool conditions. Thursday, 64 with spotty showers possible. In Richland Center, we have a southwest wind at 4 miles per hour. And the Wirtz floor and home thermometer reads 56 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Every small town's got a quick stop. Take your fake ID for a pit stop. Grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Every small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. it never last. Memories sneaking through that coat of new paint. Every small town has a heart that runs deep. It's got its fair share of mental beats. Every small town has got their white picket fences. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses and golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. Fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses and golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. This is the only small town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Chris Chipsy on FM 100.9. Richland Electric Cooperative is experiencing a power outage this time due to a transmission outage in the area of the Boaz substation. The duration of the outage is unknown at this time. So be aware, if you're without power, you are not alone in that area. Here's Frankie Justin.
Bye. Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift.
Broadcasting fresh from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your daily dose of down-home country and community.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone three new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other two building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. Who'll join in on those harmonies?
The show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, and WRCO, and You Can't Make Old Friends. Among the celebrity birthdays today, the well-known birthday people include former White House counsel John W. Dean III. He is 87. Fashion designer Ralph Lauren is 86. Football Hall of Famer Charlie Joyner, 78. Musician Thomas Dolby is 67. Actor Steve Coogan turns 60 as well. And country music's Natalie Maines with a birthday, and Natalie turns 51. There you go. A member of the Chicks. And here they are once again. WRCO.
My mama said I look good and white.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Head to toe in camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Head to toe in camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get.
Chris Jansen on WRCO, and what you see is what you get. Hey, we're up to 58 degrees. Still, we are getting a little bit of sunshine at this time. It is 11:30. A news update this hour is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page that was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Tonight, River Valley plays at Dodgeville against Dodge Point in high school soccer. Volleyball play includes DeSoto at Seneca, Lafarge at North Crawford, Weston at Kickapoo, and Ithaca at Wazika Steuben. It's Boscobel hosting a volleyball quad. Darlington, Iowa Grant, and Riverdale will be there. And River Valley is at Richland Center during the Hornets Wearing of the Pink Night and a Cancer Awareness Night at Richland Center High School. For the Brewers, it is game number two of the series. Series after a near miss last night, losing to the Dodgers by a score of 2-1. The bases were loaded in the end when Bryce Terang missed connections on a high pitch with two outs. Freddy Peralta will start Game 2 of the series coming up tonight. Pregame time 6:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Wisconsin men's basketball team is rated 24th in the first AP poll of the preseason. The Badgers are listed in that initial poll for the first time in 5 years. I am Phil Nee with sports.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
The afternoon forecast calls for a high temperature of 63. Could be some patchy rain developing later on for today and tonight. This evening's low, 47. Tomorrow, 58, with clouds lingering, and it will be seasonably cool. Right now, we're at 59 degrees, the morning high temperature. Up next, community calendar, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and also sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, here in Richland Center. An American Red Cross blood drive is happening today at Baraboo High School until 2 for an appointment for any of the upcoming blood drives. 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. The Boaz Village Board will meet tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda can be accessed by going to boazwi.gov/meetings. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly business meeting tonight at American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship starts at 6:30, the meeting to follow at 7. All current members or those eligible to join are encouraged to attend. And Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be coming up with a meeting tonight, 6:30 until 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. For more information, 608-604-7743. The Richland Center Winter Market begins on Wednesday and will be held every Wednesday from noon until 4 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Building. Crafting with Friends will be held Wednesday from 2 until 3 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall, Viroqua. Bring your unfinished crafts and work, or just come to converse with the group. Call Vernon County over 50 at 262-384-0082. American Legion Auxiliary 13 will have a spaghetti supper Wednesday from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Legion Hall at Richland Center. The cost will be a free will donation. Proceeds benefit Camp American Legion. Southwest Cat Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be at Cronsage Park in Boscobel Thursday from noon until 1 or until gone. Southwest CAP is required to collect information about each household. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. The Okooja Mountain Humane Society, along with Pumpkin Fest, is hosting a coloring contest for area youth. Forms and directions are available at the Brewer Public Library. The contest is open to all youth, 18 and younger. Entries are due by this Thursday, October 16th. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be hosting a 22nd annual meeting along with sponsor and team recognitions on Thursday in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center at 6. Doors open at 4:45. A free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak, potato and vegetables served from 5 until 5:45. A cash bar will also be available. Attendees will be eligible for door prizes as well. Call or text 608-604-8255 to reserve your seat and be put in a drawing for $50 cash prize, which is only for those who pre-register. You must be present to win. Celebrate Recovery and Celebration Place for Kids Chili Feed will be held Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Doors open at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery is not only celebrating with its Chili Feed its 34th anniversary, but also celebrating adding Celebration Place, CR's curriculum for children, to both help children develop healthy coping skills while having fun and provide a way for parents to attend this Christ-centered recovery program. The annual Harvest Dinner and Auction to support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children is set for Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A live auction along with a silent auction and raffle will be held. For more information, you can go to fmsc.org. Park Street Christian Church will be having a rummage sale Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 until noon. Hot shredded pork sandwiches and ice cream sundaes will be available. Proceeds will be going for the stained glass windows. Lone Rock Splash Pad will be having a brat sale at Royal Bank Lone Rock coming up Friday from 10:30 until 3. Proceeds will go towards new features to be added to the Splash Pad. A reminder, Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will present Pride and Prejudice this weekend. Once again, performances Friday and Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday at 2. Cost of admission, $15 for adults and $10 for children. Pumpkin Fest free pumpkin giveaway will be held Saturday from 9 until noon at the Richland Center Fire Station. Pick up your free pumpkin, decorate it for Pumpkin Fest, and drop it off at the courthouse lawn on Wednesday, October 22nd from 3 until 6:30. The theme for this year is Pumpkins on the Farm. The Bike MS team is hosting a Fall Frolic Craft Fair at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until 3, featuring hot turkey sandwiches for purchase with other goodies as a fundraiser for the Bike MS team on track. Interested vendors can contact Claire at cbruckner9064@gmail.com or at 608-604-9064. Utica Lutheran Church will have its annual Lutefisk dinner Saturday from 11 until 4. Cost will be $22 per person, $11 for those 9 and under. The Arthur Methodist Community Church will have its annual Lord's Acre Fall Auction Saturday beginning at 1. Sandwiches and ice cream available for purchase from 11:30 until 1. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca will have its annual Lord's Acre dinner and sale Saturday. A baked chicken dinner with all the fixings will be served from 4:30 until 7. The dinner includes a pie auction. The sale will follow the dinner at 7 o'clock. Grandview Family Worship Trivia Night Missions Fundraiser will be held Saturday. That will be at Grandview Lane, Richland Center. Registration opens at 5:30, trivia at 6. Cost is $10 per person. No more than 6 people on a team. Concessions and a bake sale will be available. Knights of Columbus 3492 will be hosting bingo Saturday night at 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. And the Jamaican Mission Program presents Dueling Pianos Saturday from 7 until 9 at the Phoenix Center. Cost is $25 per person, $300 for a VIP table, and $100 individual or business sponsorship. Proceeds will support an upcoming mission trip in November.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
19 before noon, we're at 59 degrees in Richland Center. Country and Community with Montgomery Gentry.
I could say it's all her fault. She never had any patience at all. I'm a complicated guy, and she didn't try to understand. I could claim I had nothing to do with the fact I'm lonesome and blue, but that wouldn't be true. I'm a self-made man. Yeah, I'm the one that fooled around and let the one who loved me down. Cause she had more of me than she could stand. I blamed everyone but me, but now that it's too late, I see nobody helped me get where I am. I'm a self-made man. I could blame it on the way I was raised, or I could say I was just too afraid to lay my heart in somebody else's hands. I could always make one more excuse, but in the end, what's the use? I might as well face it. I'm a self-made man. Yeah, I'm the one who fooled around and let the one who loved me down. She had more of me than she could stand. I blamed everyone but me, but now that it's too late, I see nobody help me get where I am. I'm a self-made man.
Billy Strings on WRCO Radio. Put a little pep in your step. Well, always guaranteed to do that is Amber at Quail Run. How are things going there, Amber Sawyer?
Oh, pretty good, Phil. How are you?
Doing real well. Yeah, a little bit of sunshine, beautiful fall colors, and I'm guessing it's got to be beautiful on the golf course right now.
It's a beautiful day for golf, and the trees are turning colors, and enjoy a couple more rounds of golf while you still can.
Are you a golf expert, are you?
I have been golfing once in my entire life.
Okay. Well, you probably could. I don't know. You and I should probably go together then.
We should.
Oh, well, what's going on in the kitchen at Quail Run?
Well, there's always something great going on in the kitchen there at Quail Run. This week we have a turkey pesto panini. Come on in for that. That's homemade pesto sauce, grilled turkey slices, red pepper, mushrooms, cheddar cheese, all on a grilled panini sandwich. And that's served with chips, available all week.
Good stuff. How well are the new burgers and the new cheesecakes going over?
Well, everybody's loving the cheesecake, that favorite character from your past, the Cookie Monster cheesecake. I think the burger is going to start picking up a little bit more once that cooler weather sits in. So come on in for that chili cheeseburger, chili with beans, Fritos, cheddar cheese, all on our third-pound patty. Perfect for those chilly October nights.
Awesome. So the big question is it chili without beans or not?
I prefer my chili without beans, but most people prefer it with beans. So this chili does have beans in it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because that's kind of the way I am. I'd rather have it without beans. And then,
me too.
And a little bit of, like macaroni in it, but then I'm so... Well,
absolutely. There's a big debate about that.
I know it. People are, that's chili mac. Well, so what? It's good. It's good. I don't care what
it is. It's good. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, if I cook it, you know it's good.
Yeah, I know it is. Absolutely. So tell me about, is it chicken and waffle day coming up here soon?
Chicken and Waffle Day is actually a thing. National Chicken Waffle Day is October 20th. We're going to celebrate it this Saturday. Come on in for a homemade Belgian waffle made right there in the kitchen. Maple syrup and a nice piece of chicken for you. That perfect salty-sweet combination. So if you've never tried it before, it's definitely a special. You want to come in and try National Chicken and Waffle Day.
Who would have ever thought that chicken and waffles and syrup would go together? But
It does. It's that salty sweet combination, and I think it originated in the South. Mm-hmm. When I travel down there for my book tours, things like that, I see a lot of chicken and waffles.
What about broasted chicken? How's that going over?
Roasted chicken's going over very well. Look for that again on Sunday. Last Sunday, we served it with pub fries. We tried something new. I made a homemade beer cheese sauce that we put over those French fries. Served with that roasted chicken. This week for the game, we're going to do, I think I'm going to make up some pretzel bites as an appetizer. So come on in for the game, have some roasted chicken, some pretzel bites, all your favorite Packer food and drinks, and make sure you come on in and watch the game with us.
Okay, sounds good, Amber. We'll let you get back to it, but it's always good to find out what's cooking with Amber because it always makes me hungry.
Well, good. That's my goal.
All right. Amber Sawyer, stop out and see her and the gang at Quail Run in Richland Center.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offers something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help you make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 608-647-8889 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
100.9 WRCO.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Morning.
And love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning,
let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride on WRCO Radio and Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Well, pretty soon you can kiss an angel good afternoon, right? Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again with high school volleyball tonight and bright and early tomorrow morning, right here. It just comes natural. This is George Street.
Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow, and guitars play. Farmers plow, wishes go up and the world goes round. And I love you, it just comes natural. It just comes natural. Seasons change, rivers wind, tumble. Away.
RCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 58 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News. Results from a new study alerting parents